May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The gospel lesson that Deacon Bracken read, it's a really important word. Think about those verses that he read from the gospel, is that we live at a time where there's no question that God loves to bless us. Our Father loves to bless us like you love to bless your kids, parents, or a good parent. But we've gotten confused, especially in the charismatic world, is that it's like that's all I ever hear about, is just bounty and blessing and all that kind of stuff. And yet it says in that scripture very clearly that giving us the whole world is not God's priority. Changing our lives is what God's priority is. And if he has to withhold things from the world to change our lives, that's what he'll do. But giving us the whole world isn't the goal. Transforming our lives is the goal. But somehow Westerners particularly, and charismatics specifically, thinks that somehow God's whole purpose is to bless you and give you everything your heart's ever desired that the world has to offer. He promised to meet our needs, that's for sure. But not necessarily our greeds. Unless you're greedy for him. Now he'll bless that one. And then the interesting thing he says is that his number one commitment isn't to give you the whole world, because what does he says? If your life isn't saved, then what benefit if you have the whole world, if your soul isn't transformed? But the process that he uses to transform our lives is the cross. Take up your cross daily and follow me. This is a really fun scripture. This is from Hosea chapter 6. Talks about God's way of renewal or revival. And it's revival that God uses to transform our lives. And this is what it says. It says, come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us, but he will heal us. He has wounded us, but he will bandage us. He will revive us after 2 days. He will raise us up on the third day. Does that sound familiar? So revival isn't about something happening to you. Revival is about someone happening to you. Christianity is a person. Real revival is about entering in to a fuller level, to a greater level, the release of the risen, resurrected Christ in you and through you as your very life. That's revival. That's why it's a third day thing. That's why he puts it here. Revival is all about a third day event. Resurrection, the resurrection life of Christ. So let us know that he'll do that. Let us press on to know the Lord. Well, let me start from the beginning. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us, he will heal us, he has wounded us, he will bandage us, he will revive us after 2 days, he will raise us up on a third day, that we may live before him, so we can live in his presence. Let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His going forth is as certain as the dawn, and he will come to us like the rain, like the spring rain watering the earth. Moses understood God's ways. Israel knew God's acts, and that's what they loved the most. But Moses understood God's ways. God's ways were things like, you find yourself in the wilderness, there's no water to drink, but he makes water come out of a rock. And one of the things that God said about that whole generation of Israelites that died in the wilderness, never entered into all that God had promised them, never entered into the fullness that he had already provided for them, He says they didn't enter in because they didn't understand his ways. Because they didn't understand his ways, they couldn't believe him. They didn't believe him for water. They didn't believe him when they got to Kadesh Barnea, because the 10 spies came back and said they were like grasshoppers in the sight of. They didn't understand God's ways, that God often uses something that appears to be negative to be a springboard into something that's very extraordinary and positive. Just a principle of God, that he'll often expose our extremities, expose us in our extremities to bring us to a place of spiritual poverty Blessed are the poor in spirit. So that we can enter in to his, all that he has for us. And what the scripture says, now this is contrary to what you hear a lot of people say, is that he said, let us return to the Lord. He's not necessarily just saying to them, you've strained for the Lord. He said, it's time for you to return to seek God in a renewed, passionate, and intense way. That's why he says here, come, let us know him. Let us press on to know the Lord. So you may have a really great walk with the Lord, and you may have been praying, not casually, you meant it, but Lord, I just want to know more. I just want to experience more. I want to experience all the fullness of Christ I can experience. And then God says, okay, I want you to return to that place. You've been those places before. You've sought me intensely. And so what does the Lord do? He just allows things, orchestrates stuff where we just feel torn or get wounded. It's not that he promotes somebody to sin against us. He doesn't ever tempt anybody to sin, but he just orchestrates situations. But he does that so that he can heal us and bandage us up. And he heals us by bringing us into breakthrough, into our greater experience of the fullness of the risen Christ who is our very life. So the way the process is, God leads us into the wilderness, and in the wilderness we seek him more passionately. And in seeking him more passionately as we experience wilderness even on the inside of our lives, he heals us by bringing us into breakthrough to a greater experience of him. And he says, I love the scripture. He says, his going forth is certain as the dawn. That's just the ways of God. What scripture decrees and declares all throughout scripture. It's just one of the things God, it's one of the ways God uses the fall to accomplish his purposes in our lives. He uses the activity of the enemy and fallen people to accomplish the purposes of God. You've heard me say this before, those of you have been around, sometimes God takes away your wildest dreams to give you the desires of your heart, if the desire of your heart is him. His going forth as certain as the dawn, and he will come to us like the rain. That's a beautiful picture in scripture used several times. Just God pouring out his spirit on us and in us in new ways. Like the spring rain watering the earth. Revival is experiencing a third day reality. Christ himself risen from the dead, living through us in greater fullness that we may live before him. Because in that, revival is about just abiding in glory, living in his presence. But the way God often, watch my knee, used to say that there is no advancement in the Lord apart from adversity. Just the truth. And that God will use places where we feel torn and wounded to bring us to a place where we seek him with greater passion so he can heal us. And in healing us, he even heals areas of our lives we didn't know needed to be healed that could have kept us from breakthrough. See, God will use a wound in my life to expose a lot of places that need to be healed. And in the process of healing me, there's that breakthrough. There's a new revival. There's a new place of abiding in his presence. And he says that he will do it. He will come like the rain. He will. So if you find yourself in a place like that where you feel torn and wounded, if you seek the Lord, crying out for more of him, experientially, he'll do it. He will come to you like the rain. He will pour out the Holy Spirit on you and in you in fresh ways. Fresh Easter, but you can't ever do fresh Easter without fresh cross. That's just the ways of God. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.